أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders, and my young friends, I just recited one verse of Surah Jumu'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers and addresses the believers by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Whenever we come across these words in the Quran Kareem, many places, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is specifically addressing the believers and the mu'mineen. And in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala uses the words Ya Ayyuhan Nas, then it's the whole of mankind, Muslims, non-Muslims, believers, non-believers. So when we recite the Quran daily, mashallah, we always come across these words, but we tend to don't really understand who's Allah Ta'ala addressing here. So it's very, very easy. Ya Ayyuhan Ladina Amanu, or those who believe, Ay Iman Wale. So here, when we come across the words Ya Ayyuhan Ladina Amanu, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is addressing the mu'mineen and the believers. And when in the Quran Kareem Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, is referring to the whole of mankind, everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim. Now because Jummah is related to the believers, because the believers come and perform Jummah, so Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers here, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. So basically it's addressing me and you. Now when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is addressing me and you especially, that special muhabbat, special love, special affection. From this we also learn, you know, have you noticed training sessions? You know, training sessions. Special training for ulama, special majlis for ulama, special majlis gathering for someone else. Now, sometimes we think, why weren't called? Why wasn't I ordered? Why wasn't I invited? And we think, no, why is it only for them? Why is it in the Quran Kareem? Allah Ta'ala addresses certain people, Allah addresses the Sahaba certain times, Allah addresses only the Prophets certain times. And that's a different topic, different issue. Because it doesn't concern you, the topics that are going to be mentioned in that particular training, you might not have the capacity or the ability to understand, and it will cause more jahalat, more ignorance, and therefore it could lead a person towards disrespect, towards the commands of Allah, the shariat of Allah. That's why we need to bear that in mind as well. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. It's amazing how many things we can learn from the Quran Kareem. No, Allah makes a mention, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Why don't you ponder in the Qur'an? All our answers in the Qur'an, adab, respect, etiquettes, who to address, how to address, when to address, everything mentioned in the Qur'an Kareem. May Allah give us a tawfiq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention here, addressing the believers, that's me and you. Alhamdulillah, may Allah ta'ala make us among the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or those who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. When the azan is given for Jummah prayer, for Jummah salah. Azan here, according to majority of the ulama, is referring to azan awwal, the first azan which is given. Not the azan which is given just before the khutbah. Otherwise, if we start leaving from home at that time, we probably miss our salah. So therefore, it's referring to the first azan. Certain places, azan is given immediately after the shuru time. Certain places given just before the bayan starts, whatever. Sometimes it's good to give the azan a bit more early so people can come a bit more earlier. Sometimes you only give it just before the bayan starts, so people just come before the khutbah. Okay? So although people got time, if they haven't got time, they're at work, they only got a window of half an hour, 1 hour, then it's a different case altogether. To make that very clear, so I don't want you to leave your work and come straight away and you get sacked the very next day and Maulana told me to come at this time and I didn't come at this time, but it's not like that. But sometimes it's good to have the azan a bit more earlier so people can also come and participate in not just the khutbah but also the talk and the speak and the speech which is mentioned. The reason for that is because majority of the time the khutbah, obviously the khutbah is in Arabic. People who understand Arabic, they'll be able to understand. Those who don't understand the Arabic, they'll not be able to understand. Though it's another topic itself, that what is khutbah? According to the Quran and Hadith, khutbah is zikr. Khutbah is zikr. That's why in the Hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامِ, when the Imam comes out, meaning to sit and stand on the minbar, حَضَرَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels also come, the angels are also there, subhanallah. And what do? Subhanallah, yastami'una dhikr. They also listen to the khutbah. The angels also listen to the khutbah. Subhanallah, how lucky we are. There's just not only human beings here, we also have angels here, farishte here, also listening to the khutbah. That shows the importance of khutbah in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even the angels are listening to the khutbah. Remember, angels are not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, they're listening to a human being. They're listening to an imam, a scholar who's a human being. Subhanallah. That shows, ulama mentioned, ashraful makhluqat is human being. Human beings are more greater than angels. That even the angels have been commanded here that you listen to the khutbah, you listen to that human being, because these human beings are believers, are muttaqi, are pious. And when the believers are muttaqi and pious, their status is even higher than the angels. Subhanallah. Their status is even higher than the angels. That's why insan has been called ashraful makhluqat. Even though the angels have been created by Allah, they worship Allah Ta'ala day and night. But even that human being who controls his desires, controls his whims, he's obedient to Allah and his messenger, he adopts taqwa, fears Allah, his status is even higher than the angels. Subhanallah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us among that, inshallah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes a mention, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, or those who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِصَّلَاتِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the azan is given for the day of Jum'ah, فَسْعَوْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah uses the word ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, referring to the khutbah. Khutbah is a zikr of Allah. And that's why the khutbah is done in Arabic, because zikr we do, subhanAllah, we don't do it in our language, we do it in Arabic. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We recite Surah Fatiha in Arabic. Therefore the khutbah is also done in Arabic, because it's zikr. It's a zikr of Allah. It's a remembrance of Allah. Even in the whole of the khutbah, nothing is mentioned, but just the zikr is mentioned. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, the khutbah is valid. The khutbah is valid. So if someone stands up for khutbah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, the khutbah is done. Why? The zikr is done. Important is the zikr. That's the most important thing. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand. So, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati, fas'aw ila dhikrillah. When the azan is given for Jum'ah, fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Fas'aw here, the tafsir of this is, start preparing for going to the khutbah. Start doing the amal for khutbah. So going to the khutbah. Wazarul bay, leave your business, leave your trade. The shop you got, close it. Whatever you're doing should be shut. Now is the time between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all the days, Jum'ah is the most virtuous. That's why it's mentioned that one should spend a lot of time in ibadat on the day of Jum'ah. On the day of Jum'ah, one should spend a lot of time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make preparations for the khutbah. Close the shop, close the work. And now, because remember, at the end of the day, who has given you that shop? Who has given you that sustenance? Who has given you that rozi? Who has given you that job? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the call comes towards turning towards Allah, then we have to think ourselves, Allah gave me this job, Allah gave me this sustenance, Allah gave me this rozi, Allah gave me the daily bread, Allah has given me wealth. Now it's time for me to do the shukr of Allah and be grateful to Allah for what He has given me and leave everything and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, fas'aw ila dhikrillah, wazharul bay', and leave everything behind. Leave your trade, your business, your bay'ah, your tijarat. ذَلْكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you if you know. So Allah is mentioning, this is better for you. Continuing your job, continue to work and think, forget the Jummah, I'll do the qaza. That's not better for us. What is better for us is that we leave everything at the time of Jummah and we go. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, great emphasis has been given for coming early for Jummah. For coming early for Jummah, great emphasis has been given. That's why in one hadith reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that person who does ghusl and who puts itr and khushbu, that person puts nice clothes on, good clothes, doesn't have to be new, but good and clean clothes, whatever is available, and he enters the masjid for Jummah in the first ghari, the first session of the time, the early time when the Jummah starts, he gets the sawab of sacrificing one oont and one camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for coming early. Now when does that time early starts? According to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, he says it starts after Zawal. Immediately after Zawal, the time starts. So those are the first to come into the masjid. Immediately after Zawal, they get the sawab of sacrificing a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another hadith also mentions, soon as that time starts, the angels Subhanallah, the angels, the Farishta mentioned that earlier, they stand by the entrance of the masjid. The angels stand by the entrance of the masjid. They are standing now as well. It's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they stand with a register. They stand with a register. So whoever comes first, the name is done. The sawab is written. Subhanallah. Khair. Like I mentioned, according to Imam Malik, he says it starts after Zawal. But Jamhur Ulama, the consensus of the Ulama says, the actual time starts after sunrise. After sunrise. Imagine, now when sunrise, 8, half past 8. So those who come early after half past 8, quarter to 9, subhanAllah, they can get the sawab as well. They'll get the sawab. And there are many people in certain masajids, they're there from 9 o'clock. Because they engage in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in surah kaf. And like I mentioned, the whole purpose of Jummah is to engage in as much ibadat as possible. If you're coming last minute and going out first, what ibadat are we going to do? That's the first that we are doing. So therefore, great emphasis has been given for Jummah that, subhanAllah, come early and do ibadat. So if the masjid, for security reasons, has to be locked, it's a different issue. If not, if you can open it a bit more earlier, so we can act upon this amal of the fuqaha, that if time starts after tulu'e aftab, after sunrise, that's when the time starts and the angels are already ready, subhanAllah, is ready for preparation for Jummah. Because the reason why, subhanAllah, a great emphasis is given in coming early for salah, is that so that we are emotionally and physically and mind and heart is focused on Allah when the time of khutbah comes. We are prepared mentally and emotionally. Otherwise, if everything last minute, quickly going, quickly putting our clothes on, quickly coming in, quickly coming to the masjid, then we think, yeah, I've got to get back at half past one. Our mind's always on half past one. Our mind's on a quarter to two. Our mind's on our job. Our mind's on whatever we're going to do after. Unfortunately, even that 1 hour we have in the whole week, we're supposed to dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our body is here, but our mind is somewhere else. And that's why subhanAllah Sharia has emphasized a lot on coming early for ibadat. So you are prepared. If you go to a football match, those who watch Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool, whatever, those players, they don't come straight. If the kickoffs are 3 o'clock, you know, they're not there just coming lastminute.com, quickly come in the car, go put the thing you want, put the kit on, and they're on the pitch at 3 o'clock. They won't be able to perform. They won't be able to perform. They have to be mentally, physically, emotionally prepared for that match. So a week before the training is given, they were told they have to come at this time, they have to eat this, this is the diet, this is what they have to do, they have to remain fit, these are the exercises they have to do, they have to focus, they're not allowed to even be with their wives or the women before, 2 hours before, 3 hours before. So you're totally focused, and that's another hadith as well I mentioned some of the time, inshallah. So that they're totally focused on the game and they can perform and they can win the match. And so they can get the wah-wah. And so then they can get all the praises. So they can be on the newspaper, they won. We want wahwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah to say, mashallah, well done. Well done. And therefore, if we come last minute, it's very, very difficult to focus. That's why for Jummah, especially for Jummah, if it's possible, if it's work and it's very, very, very difficult, then it's a different issue like I mentioned. Where there's inconvenience, then the Sharia is very flexible. Where there's inconvenience, the Sharia is very flexible. It's a usul, it's a principle of fiqh. Where there's inconvenience, it's difficult, impossible, then the Sharia gives a lot of leniency on that. But when there's no inconvenience, it's very easy, very relaxed, you can come, they can come early for Salah. And those who come early, subhanAllah, the angels are there, and the first who come, subhanAllah, they write their names. Those who come second, they write their names. Those who come third, they write their names. SubhanAllah. Those who come fourth, they write their names. Those who come five, they write their names. The names written, the names are written, the names are written. Subhanallah, how lucky we are that we come early, our names are written by the angels who are standing by the entrance of the masjid. Subhanallah. And soon as the imam now stands up for the khutbah, the angels close the book. They close the register book. What does that mean? Those who come after that, their name is not written on the register of the angels. The name is not written on the register of the angels. Because now the angels are also going to listen to the khutbah. That's why they say, إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامِ حَضَرَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. So then the angels are there, then they also now listen attentively to the khutbah as well. Subhanallah. So from this we learn, try to be here before khutbah. Try to be here before khutbah. We always have to make announcement just before salah, or just after dua, or before dua. That's the only time when everyone is present. But in reality, everyone should be present before the khutbah is given. And we should be sitting in the rows just like we perform salah. That's how we should be sitting in rows. The hadith, subhanAllah, comes in mind where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that person on the day of Jum'ah does ghusl, he bathes. So doing the ghusl on the day of Jum'ah is also sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Prophet also mentions a person who puts oil on his hair. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put olive oil. So olive oil is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to put olive oil on his hair. So a person who does Jum'ah ghusl, he puts oil, and then he also puts itr, perfume, khushbu, and then he goes towards the masjid to perform salah. He performs the 2 rakat salah, and also he mentions in the hadith that when the safs are full, he doesn't start going over people and causing harm on people's necks and people's shoulders. He's going right at the back, and he wants to go to the front. There's no space, but just pushing and shoving, going to the front. He does not do that. But wherever there's space available, he doesn't push. He sits in that space, subhanAllah. And then after performing the 2 rakat sunnah, performing the sunnah of the Jummah, what does he do? Subhanallah, when the khutbah is given, he listens to the khutbah. When he listens to the khutbah, he performs a salah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that person from that Jummah to the next Jummah, all his sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All his sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We're only coming here for half an hour, 1 hour, but what are we taking with us? Maghfirat, the forgiveness of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the love of Allah. That person came from work, but now he's going back. All his sins are forgiven, subhanallah. You know, subhanallah, how great feeling that is. That is wahwah. That is shabashi. That is praising from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you come, Allah is saying, if you just sacrifice it 1 hour for me, don't worry, you're not going to go back empty-handed. I'll give you full reward, full ajr, full sawab, and I'll also grant you maghfirah and forgiveness from all our sins as well. Allahu Akbar. How merciful Allah ta'ala is. That shows that this day of Jummah carries so much weight in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carries so much weight. And this day of Jummah and the actions we do, ghusl, khushbu, kapra, wearing clothes, etc. It also reminds us of another day that's going to come into our lives. That day is the day we're going to depart from this world. How does it remind us, these actions of Jummah, of that day we're going to depart from this world? Inshallah, we'll continue next time. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله العزيز الوهاب الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب هدى وذكرى لأولي الألباب ووعد من حفظه ومن تلاه وعمل بما فيه جزيل الثواب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله منيب أواب صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين فازوا بحسن مآب أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتلاوة القرآن الكريم مع آدابه ومراعاة أدائه والعمل به وتعظيمه وتعاهده اعلموا أن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم فالقرآن يغني صاحبه في الدنيا عن الناس فلا يحتاج إلى سؤالهم ولا يطمع فيما عندهم من الدنيا لأن القرآن غنى لا فقر معه ولا غنى دونه وإلى ذلك يشير قوله تعالى وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد يقول الشيخ محمد المكي رحمه الله في فضل القرآن الكريم وفضل أهله وقراءته اعلم أن الله تبارك وتعالى جعل كتابه للأدواء شفاء ولصدأ القلوب جلاء وأن خير القلوب قلب واع له وخير الألسن لسان يتلوه وخير البيوت بيت يورد فيه إنه أعظم الكتب المنزلة وهو النور المبين الذي لا يشبهه نور والبرهان الذي تشفى به النفوس وتنشرح به الصدور لا شيء أفصح من بلاغته ولا أرجح من فصاحته ولا أكثر من إفادته ولا ألذ من تلاوته من تمسك به فقد نهج منهج الصواب ومن ضل عنه فقد خسر وخاب اعلموا أمة الإسلام والقرآن أن تلاوة القرآن الكريم مناجاة العبد مع خالقه وهي عبادة عظيمة فهي من أعظم القربات إلى الله عز وجل. فتلاوة القرآن مع التدبر من دواء القلب وعلاجه، فكون لسان الإنسان رطبًا من ذكر الله جل جلاله من السعادات والكرامات، حيث شجع وحث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته على ذلك بقوله: اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعًا لأصحابه. فتمسكوا بالقرآن عباد الله وتعاهدوه، فإنه جلاءٌ في القلوب وشفاءٌ في الصدور، وإلا لهو أشد تفلُّتًا من الإبل في عقولها. وأيضًا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما صاحب القرآن كمثل صاحب الإبل المعلَّقة، إن عاهد عليها أمسكها، وإن أطلقها ذهبت. متفقٌ عليه. لذلك أمر الله عباده بتلاوة كلامه بقوله: اتلُ ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة. اللهم نوِّر قلوبنا وبيوتنا وظاهرنا وباطننا بأنوار القرآن، وارحمنا بالقرآن، وارزقنا تلاوة القرآن آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا ويقربنا إليك يا الله يا رحمن. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. ألف لام من الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعلت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكل إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. رب نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. رب نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الشكر على العافية ونسألك الغنى عن الناس ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتاهم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.